RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell reviews Avengers: Infinity War, now playing in area theaters.
Hollywood finds the ideas of Thomas Malthus as ripe fruit for storytelling. There are plenty of post-apocalyptic scenarios detailing the aftermath of a mass human catastrophe due to too little food production to sustain too many consumers. Most recently, the adaptation of Dan Brown's novel Inferno followed the trail of a madman intent on culling what he viewed as surplus mouths to feed through biological warfare. In the culmination of 10 years of Marvel Studios storytelling, the filmmakers choose to motivate the Avengers' greatest foe with Malthusian instincts. The universe must be kept in balance, and there is a supervillain out there who decides he is just the leader to determine what that balance will be. Tapped to direct one of the most anticipated fan films of all time, Anthony and Joe Russo realize Marvel's rabid fan base are heavily emotionally invested in the Avengers, their spin-offs, and all things Stan Lee. Uber fans demand the fan-satisfying moments from mixing characters who operate in different storylines and corners of the universe. The Russo brothers gained our attention when they came out of nowhere to create one of the best Avenger films to date, Captain America: The Winter Soldier. Next, they began to crack the nebulous code of combining an avalanche of superheroes into one film without everyone collapsing the pyramid in Captain America: Civil War. In Infinity War, the Russo brothers, like the Avengers, face their greatest foe yet, shoving just about every Marvel superhero featured in the last 10 years into one plot. The definition of one plot is loose at best, because even though all your favorites, both the most popular, Iron Man and Captain America, and the newer blood, Doctor Strange and some members of the Guardians of the Galaxy, are all here, they are locked in their own segments. However, the interactions you want to see will have many cracking a smile. The most screen time mixing goes to Iron Man, played by Robert Downey Jr., and Doctor Strange, played by Benedict Cumberbatch. Opting to confront the bad guy on his own planet forces these two alpha males, both egotistical and self-absorbed, to try and understand one another. Tony Stark is a man of science. Stephen Strange is a man of magic. Throw in Spider-Man and some Guardians, and you have yourself quite the combustible stew. The bad guy uniting all the heroes is Thanos, played by Josh Brolin, a smirking villain seen previously in brief credit scenes from previous films. Thanos is a world conqueror. He is the universe's Genghis Khan. Thanos is stronger than the Hulk. He is smarter than Iron Man. Thanos is also the reason Infinity War scores high points. He is complex. The bad guy with brains and brawn is nothing new, but Thanos has empathy. He carries with him a degree of sympathy and even comes across as relatable for a second or two. He has a backstory, which would lead most scholars to spout Malthus one-liners. But Thanos also moves with immense power and a goal the Avengers must unite all of their efforts to combat, for nobody can face the behemoth alone. Gamora, played by Zoe Saldana, comes closest to cracking through Thanos' armor. We know from the Guardians films Gamora is Thanos' stepdaughter. There is a bond here which may either be exploited or abused. Gamora is the key to unlocking Thanos' rawhide exterior, moving past the strength and violence into the inner being, almost to something resembling sensitivity. Family problems are nothing new in these Marvel films. Thor, played by Chris Hemsworth, fills everyone in on how his sister removed his eyeball and blew up his planet. Not to be upstaged, Peter Quill, played by Chris Pratt, reminds everyone his father killed his mother, and then tried to kill him. Heavy stuff, for sure. But this is the Avengers. It is also at least 30% funny. There are dozens of quips to go around referencing who is a superhero and how most of them have made-up names. Some of the older heroes are straight-up confused at how many Avengers there are now. So there is an Ant-Man and a Spider-Man? Infinity War juggles so many moving parts, it would be tough for the best directors to maintain a coherent narrative arc, one which makes sense as a whole thematically. The individual parts pull their weight as best they can, but the uniting force tying it all together is Thanos. His goal is so extreme and monstrous, it is challenging to wrap your head around it. Yet, these heroes we all know, and some love beyond measure, are here to fight the good fight together. Many love them because they see themselves beneath the armor and powers. The Avengers are very human. They have deep flaws, even psychological scars. There was so much going on in Infinity War, I didn't even mention the other emotional soul of the film, Scarlet Witch, played by Elizabeth Olsen, and Vision, played by Paul Bettany. Their arc suffers a bit due to character saturation, but what we are able to glean would have made an outstanding film foundation on its own. Fans have a whole year to wait and dissect it all before the second half arrives to piece together what may be one of the most shocking endings in Hollywood history. But that should be enough time to appreciate just what the Russo brothers attempted to do. That is why I give Avengers Infinity War 3.5 out of 4 stars.
Avengers Infinity War, rated PG-13, now playing at Studio Movie Grill Seminole, Cobb Tyrone Luxury 10, Regal Park Place Stadium 16, Regal Largo Mall, and AMC Sundial 20.
RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit charliejewell.com.